Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, and Steve Nelson from Hedgie's. Everybody calls you Hedgie, though, right?
That's correct, yes.
And you make wonderful salsas that we get on a very regular basis. Now, we're moving into the biggest chip-eating season of the year, and you, Hedgie, are wearing a Patriots sweatshirt, and I'm going to take that as an omen the Patriots are going to go to the Super Bowl and that you're going to want a Super Bowl of salsa.
It's my wish every year. I'll sell more salsa in February if the Patriots are in than any other time of the year. It's key.
You make your own salsa. You're from Belchertown. You're making it in Greenfield. You're making it from real vegetables, fresh vegetables, which is unlike most other salsas that you could possibly buy anywhere, right?
That's correct. Yeah, I buy the peppers and the habaneros from JJ's Grodnick Farm over in Hadley.
Mm-hmm.
I buy my tomatoes from Harvest Farm in Whately.
Hedgie's is your nickname, and there is a hedgehog on the label. Why Hedgie and why a hedgehog?
I use my children to test the heat because I eat raw ghost chilies now, and my comprehension of what hot is beyond what most people would ever consider.
Right.
The kid tested is actually using at the time, 6 and 8 year old children to determine heat. I told them they could name the company if they tested through hot. I understood that I meant they could pick one of my names. They chose instead to put their pet hedgehog on the label. They said, you know, we want a famous pet, so draw a hedgehog and put her on the label.
It's a good thing you didn't have like an orangutan.
Yeah. Did you draw the hedgehog on there too?
Uh-huh. I had to do it from a picture at the table so they could see I wasn't cheating. And when I tried to get out of it easy, I said, first, you know, what does an African pygmy hedgehog have to do with Mexican salsa? And they said, salsa's prickly, so are hedgehogs, and we want a famous
pet. That's
a stretch. You promised. Then the next thing was, so you want a cartoon hedgehog like Ernie the Rabbit of Approval on Annie's Pasta?
Right, right.
And they said, no, we want Hedgie. And they wanted it big enough so that they could see Hedgie walking into a store, looking at a shelf from across the room, which is why the hedgehog is bigger than anything else on the label.
So we're eating the mild right now.
Oh, this is actually the medium, but
I would
call it mild, yeah.
You specifically have picked these Tostitos scoops for your salsa tasting. Why is that?
Because they're wonderful chips for holding salsa.
They're little bowls.
Right. You can put the whole thing in your mouth.
Let me do it.
You can put...
He did do it. I just saw him do it.
You can fill it with salsa. And what you end up tasting is salsa with just the barest hint of chip as opposed to the other way around.
You know, what's kind of interesting about your business, Steve, is it's very different than other salsa businesses because you are sourcing local fresh vegetables.
Virtually everybody on the market today, so-called local salsas, are using canned vegetables that may come from as far away as Italy. It's assembled in New England, Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whether you're talking about Number 9 or Better Than Fred's or Miguel's or Drew's or Green Mountain Gringos.
Throw them all under the bus,
Green Mountain
Hedgie.
Gringos.
Throw them all under the
Absolutely.
Bus.
Green Mountain Gringos is now made in Winston-Salem, North Carolina by Farley Foods, and who knows who owns them. All of them are using canned tomatoes, and I was counseled by a number of people who really know what they're doing that canned tomatoes is the way to go.
Uh-huh.
It's quality that stays the same. The price doesn't fluctuate.
Right.
You can cook year-round. You can cook just in time so that you don't have to put all of your money in jars.
Right.
You know, I'm using local vegetables, so I'm getting better quality and better flavor from farmers where I can walk into the field and pick the tomato off of the plant and eat it right there.
Mm-hmm.
I know what they're using for pesticides. I know who they're using to pick them. I know what the conditions are like in their sorting and processing facilities and whether they're using safe agricultural practices.
But just to clarify, you're not using the one that you tasted in the actual Hedgie salsa.
That's
you just
correct.
Finish eating that
and
one.
No hedgehogs were harmed.
The summertime is when the tomatoes are going, and the February and the Super Bowl is when salsa is selling. So how do you bridge that gap?
You cook like mad in a 4 to 7 week period. And you hope like heck that you don't end up with a tropical storm Sandy coming through and ruining the crops. $50,000 worth of salsa in a warehouse right now.
Wow.
So when we eat your salsa during the Super Bowl, we're actually planting the seeds for our farmers up tomorrow.
That's correct.
I love that. It makes me love the Patriots even more. Steve Nelson, which is a great Patriots name. Steve Nelson is a former Patriot, for those who don't know. From Hedgie's Salsa, kid tested by the mouths of young folks so that you can trust the spice. Think about buying local salsa because you're going to want some for the Super Bowl because the Patriots are going to be in it. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.